as he gradually lost the use of his hands, he had to start carefully choosing research projects that could be tackled and solved through geometrical arguments that he could do pictorially in his head. And he developed a very powerful set of tools that nobody else really had. So in some sense, when you lose one set of tools, you may develop other tools, but the new tools are amenable to different kinds of problems than the old tools. And if you're the only master in the world of these new tools, that means certain kinds of problems you can solve and nobody else can.
My work up to 1973 was in general relativity and was summarized in a book I wrote with George Ellis called The Large-Scale Structure of Space-Time. Even then, it was difficult for me to write things down. So I tended to think in pictures and diagrams that I could visualize in my head.